USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in downtown Portland, Oregon have seized shields, metal clubs, and bear spray as hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarmed the city. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and three percenters militia groups begin gathering in the city early, some of them wearing body armor and helmets. Meanwhile, black-clad and helmet and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters were also in a separate rally group in the streets. Police Lieutenant Tina Jones explains the officers tried to keep the two groups apart.
Over the course of the morning, several hundred demonstrators gathered in or attempted to move toward Waterfront Park and make contact with each other.
More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, are in the city hoping to keep the peace over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
In Philadelphia, there was an arraignment for the man accused of opening fire on police officers. 36-year-old Maurice Hill is facing so many charges he might never leave jail, according to Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner. He's accused of shooting six police officers, creating a standoff that lasted more than 7 hours. He allegedly fired dozens of rounds at people using an AR-15. He was denied bail and is due in court again on September 5th. Meanwhile, New York City police say they have in custody the man who's suspected of prompting a subway station evacuation by leaving behind what looked like pressure cooker bombs. Authorities are saying at 2 a.m. he was found unconscious in the Bronx. He's currently in the hospital. The devices were not actually explosives, so at this time, no charges have been filed. Police say they are questioning the man and are continuing to investigate the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Record amounts of seaweed this summer have caused historic damage to beaches and cut tourism in Florida, Mexico, and the Caribbean. The sargassum seaweed has piled up several feet deep in South Florida and other regions, becoming a plague for tourists and wildlife. It also rots quickly on land and creates a horrible odor. Stephen Leatherman, a professor at Florida International University in Miami, says there's always been seaweed, and they used to plow it under the sand, but now there's too much, so they have to haul it. Scientists are trying to figure out why the last few years are seeing huge blooms of the seaweed. A NASCAR driver and broadcaster is getting the weekend off. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
After he and his family survived a terrible plane crash in Tennessee Thursday, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is taking the weekend off from broadcasting, saying that he wants to be with his wife and daughter after the close call near Bristol Motor Speedway. The Cessna they were on ran off a runway and was quickly destroyed by a fire, the local sheriff says.
The only word I can say is that they were extremely lucky.
The 44-year-old Jr., wife Amy, 15-month-old daughter Isla, and a dog and two pilots all survived without major injury. But NBC Sports says in a statement, we're all in agreement that he should take the weekend off to be with his family, adding, we look forward to having him back in the booth next month at Darlington. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.